Pope Francis is making news for more than his travels around the world. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. He's putting labels on persecution against Christians. 200 million Christians are suffering in 60 countries. He's calling it genocide. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs believes IS is the public service for the true faith of Islam, and many Muslims are looking elsewhere.
We've even had stories of Islamic State fighters themselves who have either had a dream or a vision where they saw Jesus, and they have chosen to leave behind that life and come and follow Christ.
Pray IS members will find Christ. The King's Table Ministries in West Michigan is helping connect special needs individuals with a church. Now, their ministry is vital as Michigan's cutting mental health spending. The King's Table's Sally Gallagher explains the spiritual ramifications.
When a church comes in, the spiritual aspect of this is when they invite the people from the home back into church, they can't go anywhere alone. So with them will come their caregivers, their families may take them, siblings, it may be a neighbor, and it's the best opportunity for evangelism there is.
Visit our website for ways you can fight for this people group. And kids and ministry leaders might be struggling in the U.S., but they're rejoicing in Ukraine. A church in Ovyesk, partnering with Slava Gospel Association, had over 200 kids come to their summer Bible camp. For 6 days, kids between the ages of 7 and 15 played games and heard why God sent Jesus to die for us. At least two people came to Christ. Pray for them as they grow in their newfound faith, and pray for more of the camps being held by SGA partners. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.